On today's program, we feature True Stories, a publication of the Jamaica Business Development Corporation. Please, stay with us. I recall my days when, as a child, my Auntie Sonia and I would travel from Ochitown to Duns River to unpack our wares and offer the finest handmade jewelries and paintings to tourists who came to climb the falls. Then, we would take days off to explore the cataracts where the water meets the sea, after which we'd pack it all in and go home, in preparation for the next day, when we'd sell at the Ochi Craft Market. Much has changed since the 80s and 90s, and the different craft markets on the North Coast are not quite the same. But one thing is true. The items being sold are 100% Jamaican, offering the hands and hearts of the artists who craft them. True Stories, a magazine published by the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, has begun to tell the stories of the men and women who, like my Aunt Sonia, make these authentic items available to all who want to own a piece of Jamaica. True Stories is part of the wider North Coast Craft Revitalization Project, or NCCRP, a collaborative effort between the JBDC and the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF. The magazine is also aimed at improving the competitiveness and the income-generating capabilities of the craft producers on the North Coast region, specifically in St. Anne, St. James, and Trelawney. JBDC Chief Executive Officer Valerie Vieira says in the magazine, "There are rich tales of reaping and processing raw materials that make each piece the cradle of a part of Jamaica's history."
What is fantastic about it is that whilst we are promoting the businesses of these gift and craft producers, we are also talking about their true stories. What really motivates them? How they got into the business? Why they stay into the business? And really, in fact, what turns them on? And as we go through the magazine, each one has its own peculiar story.
She says the producers include young people who have accepted the task of carrying on Jamaica's rich traditions and culture through their pieces. Zinzi Samuels is the creative director at E-Media, the company tasked with producing the magazine. She recalls that the concept came to her one day from simply looking at a painting.
I was sitting down in the office one day and I was just looking at some of the paintings that we have in our office and I realized that imagine what the artists may have gone through. They are probably reflecting their childhood story or, you know, probably something really impacted them. And what if we look into what is an artist's story behind their work?
Zinzi and her crew traveled all along the North Coast working with craftsmen and women, an experience which she will never forget.
At one point, we even went up something like a tree house and we're there with artists and he talked to us about the minerals and everything.
And these are the experiences reflected on the pages of True Stories magazine. Now, about some of the actual stories. The magazine features 22 craft producers like Victor Wallace from St. Anne and Corrine Lewis from Trelawney. Andrea Crooks is another businesswoman featured. She is the proud mother of three and sells art made from various raw materials, her favorite of which is the coconut shell. In her own words, when she just start, she nearly busts her finger, but admits she loves what she does and will not stop doing it. Shireen McDonald, pictured with her daughter, and Michael Sr. from Montego Bay, also told their stories. Michael admitting that he's not one for school, but he's definitely into learning. The stories told in the magazine are so rich. They give the kind of insight into making the pieces that you actually feel present, as if you're there with the stroke of every brush or at the chip of every chisel. It is definitely worth reading. And sample pieces, even pictures of the artists themselves, make the publication truly authentic. We've come to the end of today's program, but join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have an enjoyable weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.